Iran's Khamenei threatens Israel with greater disaster if it defends itself from terror. By John Hayward on October 10, 2023. Speaking at a graduation ceremony for Iranian military cadets on Tuesday, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei described the brutal Hamas terrorist attack on Saturday as an irreparable defeat for Israel. He blamed the Israelis for bringing rape and murder upon themselves. The cause of this destructive storm was the continuous brutality and ferocity of the fake usurper regime against the Palestinian nation, Khamenei said, as reported by Iran's Tasnim news agency. This regime cannot conceal its monstrous and devious face in the attack on Gaza and the massacre of Gazans through the act of lying or by playing the victim. By speaking nonsense, it cannot attribute the bravery of the Palestinian youth and their intelligent plans to non-Palestinians, he said. Attempting to portray the cowardly Hamas murder of innocent women and children as some sort of bold military action conducted by Palestinian youth. From the military and intelligence aspects, this defeat is irreparable. It is a devastating earthquake. It is unlikely that the usurping regime will be able to use the help of the West to repair the deep impacts that this incident has left on its ruling structures, Khamenei claimed. Whatever else the Hamas atrocity accomplished, it cannot be said to have inflicted much damage on the ruling structures of Israel. Unless some of the babies believed to have been decapitated by Khamenei's beloved Palestinian youth were destined to become members of the Israeli government when they grew up. Khamenei praised the Hamas terrorists as mujahideen, or holy warriors, and railed against the brutal measures taken by Israel against the oppressed Palestinian nation. He denounced the Israeli government as the most shameless and cruel enemy Muslims have ever faced. The Ayatollah dismissed criticism that Hamas slaughtered hundreds of innocent people, claiming their innocence was merely a creation of the global arrogance and its media. He threatened the Israelis with even worse consequences if they retaliate against the terrorists he supports. Watch, Israeli mother on Hamas terrorists kidnapping her children, it's against the laws of war. The rulers and decision-makers of the Zionist regime and their supporters should know that these actions will bring a greater disaster upon them. And the Palestinian people, with a firmer determination, will slap their hideous faces harder in response to these crimes, Khamenei fumed. Perhaps mindful that his own regime might not get away scot-free this time, Khamenei hastened to claim that Tehran wholeheartedly approves of the slaughter in Israel, but played no role in planning or executing it. Of course, we praise the minds and efforts of the Palestinian youth and the resourceful and intelligent Palestinian designers and are proud of them, he burbled while denouncing allegations of Iranian involvement as nonsense. Khamenei told the Iranian cadets that all Muslims should be prepared to take up arms and fight alongside the Palestinians, comparing their struggle to Iran's long and bloody war against Saddam Hussein's Iraq in the 1980s. In that difficult test, the armed forces defended every inch of the country and the sovereignty of the holy and dear Islam, and thwarted the collective conspiracy of the arrogant of the East and the West in defending the aggressor Saddam, he said. Khamenei further accused the U.S. and its allies of creating the Islamic State, which he referred to as Daesh, in a wicked plot to disrupt the stability of the region. The ultimate goal of this conspiracy was Islamic Iran, but the armed forces of the Islamic Republic, along with the armed forces of several other countries, thwarted that sedition as well, he claimed. For those confused about what he meant, Iranian mythology falsely holds that Tehran's intervention to prop up the regime of Bashar Assad in Syria led to the decisive defeat of ISIS. Khamenei took his bluster to Twitter on Tuesday morning, only to have an amusing encounter with the Israelis, who let him know that his regime is very much on their minds as they set about neutralizing Hamas and its sponsors. The heads of the Zionist regime and their backers should know that the massacre and mass murder of the people of Gaza will cause a larger calamity to come upon them, Khamenei wrote. It's easy to be brave when you're hiding behind a keyboard, the State of Israel's official Twitter account responded. You and your Hamas friends will regret your barbaric actions very soon.